Translation with a small purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Prabhupada. The Lord said, "This statement is very good, but please proceed even farther." Ramananda Roy replied, "Loving service to the Lord in the parental relationship is the highest perfectional stage." Purport. The stage of loving service to the Lord in parental affection is an advanced stage of love in fraternity. In the fraternal relationship, there is a sense of equality. But when that sense of equality is advanced in affection, one attains the platform of parental love. In this connection, the following verse is cited from Srimad Bhagavatam 10.8.46, wherein Srila Sukadeva Goswami voices his appreciation of Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda, and Mother Yashoda's intense love for Krishna. Omayana timirandasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshur malitam jena tasmai sri gurave nama si chaitanna mano vistam stapitam jena bhutale svayam rupa kadamayam dadati svapadandikam. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vanchakalpa Dhruvyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Ivacha Patitanam Pavane Vyo Vashnave Vyo Namo Nama. Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangalam Gayate Girim. Yakripa tamam bande Shri Guru Dinatarinam. I offer my humble obeisances to my spiritual master. By his mercy, a blind man can see stars in the sky. By his mercy, a lame man can cross mountains. And by his mercy, a dumb man like me can speak few words today on the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Tamala Krishna Goswamini Tinamine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanda Swamini Tinamine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nivishesha Shunyavadi Paskyata Desatarine. The Lord said, "This statement is very good, but please proceed even farther." And Ramananda Roy then replied, "Loving service to the Lord in the parental relationship is the highest perfectional stage." This particular discussion between Lord Chaitanya and Sriman Ramananda Roy, it's very significant. When I read this exchange, it reminds me the the growth of the spiritual life of the devotee. In the beginning, you know, we make a few steps, and the spiritual master is very pleased. We're like a baby when we start spiritual life. But then the guru says, "More. Get stronger." And then we start to work spiritually. We start to, like we heard yesterday, the ABC of of the Bhakta program, it's nice class yesterday by Vrindavana Kartik Chandra Prabhu. We start the spiritual life with Vasudeva, no, it was Narayana. There is a two verses in the Bhagavatam. They are very synonymous. Narayanam param yogo, Narayanam param tapa, Narayanam param jnanam, Narayanam param gati. We practice yoga in the beginning to control our senses. And then we practice some tapasya to purify our habits. And then we we nail some knowledge from the scriptures, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and hearing from Vaishnavas. And this will direct us towards the supreme destination. But that is not the goal of spiritual life. Even here, Ramananda Roy was starting to answer the question of to the Lord, you know, practicing yoga, giving up fruitive activities, practicing detachment or renunciation, devotional service, not tinged with any motivation. This is, you know, the goal of spiritual life. But actually the Lord was not very impressed. He said, more, give me more. And, you know, practicing devotional service, nishkama bhakti, it's not the goal of life. Because by practicing devotional service, we revive our eternal bhava, swarup, towards Krishna, the relationship. It's not the service that the Lord is pleased. Really, it's that is the immediate spectrum. But there is something behind the service, the mood, and there is a mood of servitude as a servant. There is a mood of a little bit more advanced as a friend. There is a mood of parental, like here is described. And then there will be a mood of conjugal love towards Krishna. So the service is done in the beginning with awe and reverence. We are all doing that. But of course, Krishna wants more. He wants the rasa, that particular spontaneous love that it's from the living entities, from their own nature, from the core of their heart. And each one of us, we have an ability to serve the Lord, to give Him a pleasure. It could be as a servant or could be as a friend or fraternity, big brother or father, mother, or it could be as a partner, wife. But later on you will see even a the conjugal relationship that we have with Krishna, it's not dogmatic the way we see in this material world, like husband and wife. It's not like that. Later on, you will see that that the Lord is pulling out the highest mood, which is not that mood of conjugal relationship, of marital relationship between Radha and Krishna, but something even more, something even forbidden, parakya ras. The Lord likes the intrigues, which is completely decorate with morality. Nothing wrong with it. I'll switch my phone off. Often, religionists, they criticize God, the Lord, for having so many conjugal affairs, so many wives, 16,000 wives, 16,108, or is it correct? Of course, that's not a limited figure, it's just an idea. Everybody, it could be the wife of Krishna, it's more than 16,000. Srimati Radharani was not married to Krishna. She was married but not married at the same time. The husband was Abhimanyu, an expansion of Krishna himself, because nobody else can touch or be together with Radharani. No other personality than, no mortal person other than Krishna, not even the demigods, not even the highest one, Lord Shiva. No one can be next to Ladini Shakti, the eternal consort of Krishna. To expand his pleasure, the Lord, what he does, he likes to enjoy the forbidden mood. So he expands himself as Abhimanyu. And you see in the Krishna book, Abhimanyu is Abhimanyu, means it's a man and he's not a man at the same time. He's Abhi means both. Correct me if I'm wrong. Govinda, Sutapa. Abhi means if I remember, it means it's a manu, it's a man, but it's not a man. Two. Conception, yes. It's not really, yeah. So, you cannot criticize the Lord for taking the wife of somebody else. So, Abhimanyu was legitimately married to Srimati Radharani, but that's the shadow of Krishna. The shadow of Krishna marrying his own consort. Nothing wrong with it. All the 16,000 wives of Krishna, they're all expansion of Srimati Radharani. Nothing wrong for Krishna to be intimate with them. Bhaktaram tapasa yagyam sarvaloka maheshwaram is the proprietor of everyone, everything, all the planets, everything that you see, even including us, everything is from God, from his consciousness. And Srimati Radharani, the conjugal, personal aspect of the Lord, it's from his internal, it constitutes his happiness, internal potency of the Lord. Just like you are very much attached to your own happiness, everyone wants to be happy. It's something very intimate. You know, we chant Hare Krishna, we do things to make ourselves happy. We chant in the kirtan to rejuvenate the consciousness. When you feel happy, that happiness is yours. It's the most intimate feeling that nobody else can be between you and that feeling. So the feeling of the Lord also, he has feelings. He also has happiness. And the happiness of the Lord is Srimati Radharani. And that's why it's called internal pleasure potency. It constitutes the pleasure of the Lord. And we are all from the Ladina Shakti. We are all from Srimati Radharani. So Ramananda Roy, it's been tested by the Lord. Please give me more, give me more. Something very interesting yesterday I was reading. Later on, you will see Ramananda Roy. He said, but wait a minute, you know, I'm just, you want to know all this stuff from, I don't know nothing. Somehow or another, every time you ask me a question, give me more, in that question there is the empowerment that makes me move and makes me speak the way you want. You already know what is the highest. I'm just merely a puppet. You pull the string, make my lips moving. And that's what the Lord does with everyone, with Sukadeva Goswami. He makes his lips moving and he brings out the Srimad Bhagavatam. Actually, all the glorification for everything that happened, anything beautiful, the credit should always go to Krishna. Arjuna, he fights, everyone glorifies him as a hero. But who is empowering him? That's Krishna. Vyasadeva, literally incarnation of Krishna. Sarvabhuma Bhattacharya was empowered to understand Lord Chaitanya by Lord Chaitanya's mercy. Ramananda Roy, he's speaking because the Lord is empowering him. And one thing I tried to go a little bit deep on that exchange is that it amazes me how the Lord is supremely humble. He says to Ramananda Roy, no, I want you to tell me what is next. I want you to tell me what's the best. What's the goal of life? Because I know nothing. He said, and then he quotes Sarvabhuma Bhattacharya. Sarvabhuma Bhattacharya, who is your friend, he told me that I am a deficient. I know nothing about the affairs of Radha and Krishna. So therefore, I should learn this exchange, these affairs from you. Now, later on, the Lord, in the discussion with Bhattacharya, he defeated him. But the Lord, he never claimed back. He said, okay, now you understand who I am. He even gave him the darshan of the Sadbuj. He didn't say, now you understand who I am. So therefore, do I know now the affairs of Radha and Krishna? No. He didn't want claim back, you know, let me be, he came as a devotee, let me be humble. If you say so, that be it. So be it. If you say that I know nothing, I know nothing. To Sarvabhuma Bhattacharya. And the Lord, to keep the promise, he didn't want to prove the words of Bhattacharya untruthful. He said to Ramananda Roy, your friend told me that I know nothing about Radha and Krishna, and you know more than me, so therefore you tell me. So the Lord wanted to give a credit to both, to Bhattacharya, out of humility, and to Ramananda Roy. This is the mood of Krishna. He is always giving pleasure to his devotee. Proclaim boldly that my devotee will never perish. He could have said it himself on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. He said, no, I want you, my dear devotee, I want you, Arjuna, to make that statement. Sometimes I lie, sometimes I cheat, sometimes I... Of course, the Lord, he never lies. He always tells the truth, even when he lies. Isn't it? Krishna is... There is no imperfection. Apurusheya. It's wonderful that he's always giving empowerment. But you could see that Arjuna, he was powerful. Nobody could defeat him because he had a Krishna in his system. Empowerment means the Lord comes in the form of power, one of the six opulences of Krishna. Isn't it? Beauty, power, wealth, knowledge, fame, renunciation. And any one of us who has any of these things, we should always remember the Lord has blessed that person with this particular quality. In fact, when Krishna, the tangible proof that Arjuna was empowered by Krishna, that when the Lord left the planet and he gave all his 16,000 wives to Arjuna to protect them. If you read in Krishna book, nobody could defeat Arjuna, but he was defeated by a bunch of coward boys. Correct? Sutapa Prabhu? Who were those coward boys? They were Krishna himself. Krishna himself, in Krishna book, if you read, the coward boys, they kidnapped the queen. And everyone, you know, all the Pandavas, they were like baffled. What's happening? Arjuna lost his power. He couldn't defeat these coward boys. He couldn't protect the queens. They were Krishna himself. Only Krishna could defeat Arjuna. So he can give you the power, he can take it off. Yesterday I met a very nice man. Phil, his name was. His name is. And wealthy man, quite proud, you know. Oh, no interested. I tried to give him a Bhagavad Gita. He was very wealthy, you could see from the car and from, he was no time to read, no time to do this, no time to do that. But I latched on somehow or another, and he engaged by listening to me, and then he looked at me, said, you know, I'm a wealthy man, but I'm bored in my life. I don't know what to do with my wealth. But maybe you got something interesting. He said, I stopped, you know, listening to you because there's something in you that intrigues me. I don't know what it is. And I said, that's the power of God. He's empowering me to stop you, and I can predict you will end up taking this book and walk away confused and happy. Say, oh really? What makes you saying that? It's not me. It's God. I am a postman. It's the message that is powerful. Bhagavad Gita. I said, you know, you try to be happy by venturing many business and going out with many women and drinking and gambling, all sorts of things, but he was not content within himself. I said, why don't you try something different? Sometimes we have to make a U-turn from material attempts and try a little side road, you know. So when there is congestion everywhere, you go to London. So I was preaching to him like that, and all the roads are blocked. Just go back. Try a new way. Different, spiritual. Try to read this book a little bit. I said, if you don't feel content after you finish reading, then the money back. I'll give you the money back. I can give you my details. You'll get the money back. Not only that, I'll give you 1 million lire if you're not. And so he heard 1 million. He told him 1 million pound or something. said, hey, wait a minute. What is this million Italian lire? I said, yeah, 1 million lire is a lot. Said, how much is anyway? But I said, oh, it's about 250 pounds. So, but I'm a man of my word. I will give it to you if you don't feel happy after reading this book. Because Dusparena Nalinacha, I was telling him, you know, I showed him the verse God says in the Gita, by pouring fire on the senses, object, you know, the fire increase on your material desires. More you pour, the more you try to satisfy your desires, and more they feel unsatisfied. Dusparena Nalinacha, the senses, they never feel satisfied. But when you engage your senses in pleasing, I didn't even use the word serving, because nobody, rich people, they don't like to serve. I said to him, you know, I don't want to use the word serving the Lord, you know, who is in your heart, because I told him, I said, you know, rich people, usually they're proud. They like to be served, but they don't like to serve. Isn't it? I asked him as a question. He said, yeah, maybe. He said, I said, you know, just try reading this book and you will see everything will become awakened. All your needs will be fulfilled. You know, you will feel a bit more content, because happiness. Really, it's something spiritual. We are all following, you know, the like rabbits in the desert. You know, the mirage. You know, the sun makes us looking from distance that there is somehow I can see a puddle of water. But it's the reflection of the sun, you know, that makes the desert shiny, and you feel that, oh, there's some water. So then you carry on pursuing, chasing that, you know, the mirage, we call it. But sometimes the rabbit has to just put the head in the water, in the grass, and the water is there. Stop from what you are doing, all the material activities, and try to go within, like Radhanath Swami, the journey from within. To reach God is not an outward journey, it's from within. Brahmacharis is there content by practicing, you know, the austerity from within, meditation. They feel content by giving up, you know, the pleasures of this world. spiritual life starts like that. The greatest austerity is to give up sensual life, sex life. One time I asked Shivaram Swami, he gave a class in Leicester when I was temple president in Leicester. He spoke about tapasya, austerity, all the penances that we can perform. I asked him at the end, I said, what is the most difficult austerity for a devotee? I was brahmachari at that time anyway. And he said, giving up sex life is the greatest austerity. But Madhurya Ras, but also it's like it's the downfall in this world. Matunya Hagara is the bondage, powerful bondage of sex life, which impels us to take birth again and again and again in this world. And hopefully there may be some Jews left. Chewing the chute, Prahlad Maharaj. He says, but the trying to please the sense of Krishna, giving him a pleasure, it's the secret of happiness. And of course, there is no immorality, there is no material sensual feeling there from God. He has created us for His pleasure, not to exploit us. So therefore, we have to try. The goal of spiritual life is to find out what is the purpose of my existence. Each one of us has a motive to be alive, a purpose. And spiritual life is discovery. Discover that purpose. All of us, we can serve the Lord in a particular way. It will be revealed to us. Just like I derive a little bit of pleasure distributing books. It brings joy to my heart. Of course, everybody loves book distribution, preaching the words of Krishna. But it was something that was never there. In the beginning when I joined, I didn't like it. I hated, to chasing people, try to stop people, convince someone. And then, out of 10, 20 people, maybe someone will stop. And then, they will listen to you, but then no interest, they go away. And you have to try again. That was the beginning. Try again, another one, and maybe somebody will be interested to take the book. So much energy, buckets of blood goes into this activity of preaching. But it is the most pleasing activity to the Lord. I'm not just saying about book distribution, but when you give Krishna to other people. Like the Lord, His purpose in South India was actually to teach three people. That was His purpose of going to South India. Vasudeva the leper, He delivered him from leprosy, and He said, now you give Krishna to all the people of South India. Preach. And Kurma Brahman, He said, no, don't follow me. Stay here and preach the signs of Krishna consciousness. Bharata Bhumite, He quoted that verse also. And He told Ramananda Roy, you will see at the end, preach Krishna consciousness. Of course, the words of Ramananda Roy, they're documented by Swarupa Damodar, very confidential disciple of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But you could see all the credit, the Lord, He gives the credit to His disciple, to His follower, Ramananda Roy, who is none other than Vishakha, confidential gopi of Krishna, assistant of Srimati Radharani. So He appeared as a Ramananda Roy. And Swarupa Damodar, of course, he broadcast all the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the six Goswamis. The six Goswamis, they gave to our Acharya, Jiva Goswami, and then you have the parampara coming down to Srila Prabhupada and coming down to you. And you just pass it on. That is the bliss of this preaching movement. When you pass it on, you feel rejuvenated, you feel refreshed, you feel connected with the Lord, and He will provide anything you want, happiness, anything you need, and you feel comfortable. Anyway, so preaching is actually, and especially if it's done in separation, it's even a more higher than being in conjugal love with Krishna. Of course, don't take it, maybe it's a sacrilege, don't take it as an absolute truth. But I'm just saying it because Prabhupada mentioned something like that. It's like the activity of the gopis. Correct me if I'm wrong, Sutta Prabhu. You are about to take sannyas, but if I'm deviating, correct me. Because did it Prabhupada said that? I mean, I heard it, but I never read anywhere that when you preach and you give Krishna to people, because Lord Chaitanya is a fruit of conjugal love of Radha and Krishna. But he came into this world, you know, to preach in separation. When you give Krishna to people, it's better than being in the spiritual world trying to enjoy the conjugal relationship with Krishna. It will give pleasure to the Lord. It will give you pleasure serving, but then what? That's why occasionally the Lord, Radha and Krishna, they glance into this material world and they see that, they feel that compassion. We are all enjoying here in the spiritual world, but there are some of my children lost. What can we do to bring them back and be part of the... Isn't it? Just like the father and mother, they are having a party. Beautiful feast with all the friends and everything. But then the children, they're missing in the party. They feel like, you know, the party is not complete. And that's why Mahaprabhu represents the crown jewel of Radha and Krishna. This conjugal love is the highest one, but then there is compassion. Compassion is something very much lacking in this world. That's why you have wars. Nobody wants war, but they're there. You have arguments. Because there is so much lacking of understanding the suffering of others. Because we haven't... the compassion is not something taken for granted. It comes from heaps and heaps and heaps of pious activities and devotional service. You may be bhavanam jamanam ante yavanam prapadyate, you know, the knowledge... To be erudite, you know, will take you a long way. But birth after birth, you have to try to understand the goal of knowledge. Vasudeva sarvamitim samahatma sudullabha. Only after so many births, you understand. But that's not the goal, knowledge. Devotional service, yes, it's good, but that's not the goal. We could be doing devotional service to purify our soul, to get close to Krishna, but then what? What's next? As Lord Chaitanya is always asking for more. Give me more. In the beginning, you know, we do a little something. I always feel guilty. I say, okay, this month I was not feeling well. So I was, instead of 4 days, usually I do 4 or 5 days Sankirtan, book distribution, for 2-3 hours. But this month I was out just 1 day a week. But I felt, you know, that I should do more. I should know more. I should know better. What it means, people, they say, oh, you're a senior devotee. But when they attribute this word, they address you as a senior devotee. Senior in what? In devotional service? But I'm doing less than many of you. So therefore I'm not really a senior. Senior means when you reach to the stage of understanding and surrender, that today I should do more than yesterday. Tomorrow I should do more than today. This is the growth of a devotee. That's what Lord Chaitanya was invoking from Ramananda Roy. Give me more, give me more. And there is no end, believe me, there is no end how much you can be in power to give to the Lord. There is no limit. Look what Prabhupada did in his later stage of his life, old age, diabetic, very weak, 2 heart attacks, high blood pressure, old man, pain in the joints. I haven't seen anyone, the Pope, he gets in the car, he has a little goodwill tour and he gives a little mass. It's nice. I like Pope Francis, but did he what Prabhupada did? Prabhupada created a revolution. I mean, I don't want, everybody is dear to Krishna, all the saintly people from all the different types of religion. But I believe, I don't think, but I believe that Prabhupada has given buckets of blood for us and for the world. But it's a shame because the world hasn't catched it, hasn't got it. And that's why, but it will come, they will slowly, slowly, people, they will come to know more and more. That's why we are there, to create awareness for the public. People, they read our books and say, oh, that's all idealistic, but who can do that? Prabhupada did it. Prabhupada walked the talk. He did what he wrote in the book. Did he? Did he or not? He did. He spoke about all these principles and he practiced them as well. Sometimes there is distrust in our society because we see devotees, preaching very nicely. They sit on this high Vyasasan. They say something very high. But then in the activity, it's the preaching is up there. But the activity, exemplary mood is down there. And that's why devotees, they don't feel inspired. Talking about myself, I'm probably like that also. I may say some nice things, but then my activity could be not very exemplary. But Prabhupada, he had everything balanced. And a good devotee is someone who preach what he does. That is a good person, honest devotee. It's 8:30, and sorry, I deviated a little bit from the verse, but we'll ask if there is any quick questions or any comment, contributions in terms of realizations. Sutapa Prabhu, do you have any additional? Yes, Govinda Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, thanks for your nice class. So going back to your thing about conjugal rasa and book distribution, it reminded me of something that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said. He said, Vira rasa in this life, Madhurya rasa in the next life. So his mood was like, I'm a preacher, and he's kind of like, he's on the battlefield. So that's a kind of, for me, that's what I took from that statement. And of course, we know that Rameshwar, he said, distributing Prabhupada's books is like the mood of the gopis, and there was a controversy. Then he wrote to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada confirmed that was indeed the case.
Yeah, you are correct. And also something else came to me, that the nature of the soul is to give, to always serve and give. Those who are liberated in the spiritual world, they give a pleasure to Krishna. But those who are liberated, jivan mukta sa uchate, liberated in this material world, could be devotees like all of you, they are on the platform of liberation, even though you are not yet liberated, but because you are preaching and you are. When you give, you don't just serve the Lord in separation, but you are serving His unfortunate, lost children. And that gives more pleasure to Krishna. So when you preach, when you give, you are happy. That's the nature of the soul. You give Krishna to others. But when you take, you're miserable. We could be doing devotional service to take pleasure from it, from serving Krishna. But it could be a little bit egoistic. Many people, oh, me and the Lord. Sometimes it's all about me and the Guru, or me and the Lord, only me and the Lord. You know, when I worked in Vrindavan, when I was a new devotee, I was thinking maybe Krishna jumps out of the bush, you know, and there'll be me and him alone. You know, I used to love, you know, chant and lose myself in the forest in Vrindavan. But it's not like that. You know, we should always think me and everybody, serving everyone. Tamala Krishna Maharaj used to say that, everyone, I am less than everyone, and everyone is more than me. When you have that mood, then you like to serve. But it doesn't make you unfortunate or less. Actually, when you serve, when you keep humble, you feel, actually, internally, you feel superior. I'm not saying in a way that you impels you to feel like a trap, you know, that you feel proud. But you feel compassionate, you know, like when I go out, I see the wealthy people, but I feel that they're suffering, and somehow or another I feel more fortunate than them. Even though they've got money, but I don't have what they have. And I want to share my fortune with them. So that feeling makes you, you know, look at that. What have I done to deserve to be connected with God? And these people, they're living in forgetfulness. So you feel, I shouldn't mention the word superior, but you feel fortunate. Yeah, that's the better word. So giving Krishna to others, it's very impeccable, pristine activity. You don't have to be liberated to do that. And you can go beyond the conjugal relationship with Krishna. Yes, you had some...
Hare Krishna. Something. Yeah, you mentioned 16,108 wives. Is there some significance in those numbers with the 16 rounds and the 108 beads?
Good question. I'm not a Purovit. I'm not a priest. Anybody knows the answer? Sorry, I have to... You know, we have to learn something when we talk on Vyasasan, to be honest. And to be honest means that when I know that I don't know, then I can say that I don't know.
Thank you.
So maybe you can ask someone more qualified than me.
I'll ask everybody.
Thank you. Anything from the ladies? Okay. Thank you very much for having me today. And please bless me that I carry on my humble service. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.